I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
It's Tuesday, May 10th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Let's dip into the negative tech stories that seem to be the flavor of the day, and... a college shutdown and a countrywide emergency due to ransomware. This is the Business of Tech. The last 48 hours have seen a trove of negative tech articles. With headlines about the stock market dips from last week, several pieces of coverage then focus on the tech industry after effects. Axios, for example, highlights the coming impact on smaller companies. Quote, smaller companies with business plans that involve burning venture capital to seize market share will scramble. In a recession, frothy investment fads, think meme stocks, NFTs, and flavor of the week startup ideas, would likely fade in appeal, at least for a while. Big firms typically go on buying sprees, but the current antitrust climate could put a damper on that. Many companies will rewrite their plans around business-to-business concepts, which often promise a steadier income than consumer-aimed efforts, and everyone will be keeping their eyes peeled for what the next platform will be, since the next platforms have emerged during recessions in the past. A second piece from Axios notes how streaming, e-commerce, and social media are facing particularly steep declines. I'll highlight from that piece that year-to-date, software firms are off 17.2%, IT off 12%, and hardware off 6.5%. Business Insider focuses on a brace for a, quote, historic slump amid VC pullback, looming layoffs, and plummeting share prices. Of course, let's note that when looking at sectors, the story is different across different sectors. Professional and business sectors have seen job recovery beyond their pre-pandemic numbers. Why do we care? The flip side of my position that Wall Street is not the market is that it's true in a positive way, too. All of the noise from Silicon Valley and those small tech startups has a lot less to do with IT services. As Axios noted, big companies will do just fine, particularly the large cloud providers. I'd be more worried about recession and inflation trends on customers than I am about the technology itself when I consider the IT services space. Note that even the related markets to services, software, IT, and hardware, are off less than streaming, e-commerce, and social media. That's good news. Keep an eye on the broader economy more than specific technology stocks. For example, I'm watching consumer credit, which is more dangerous than I might like. I'm still cautious. I'm just observing that the imminent doom of most tech coverage right now isn't appropriate for services. Lincoln College, a historically black liberal arts school from rural Illinois, is closing up later this month, 157 years after its founding. The reason? Finances due to COVID-19 and a ransomware attack. The December attack shut down systems for recruitment, retention, and fundraising, which were restored in March 2022, which time projections showed significant shortfalls. And Costa Rica declared a national emergency on May 8th, following a late April Conti ransomware attack. Conti published 97% of a 672-gigabyte dump of government data. The attack is across multiple agencies, including the Finance Ministry, the Ministry of Labor and Social Security, and the Social Development and Family Allowances Fund. The U.S. State Department has announced a $10 million bounty for information leading to the identification or location of the organizers. Microsoft Security posted a blog detailing the changing world of ransomware. The post dives into the world of ransomware as a service, as Microsoft is tracking 35 unique ransomware families and 250 threat actors across nation-state, ransomware, and criminal activities. RAS, it says, is a gig economy involving multiple actors around three key pillars. Quoting ZDNet, in the same way our traditional economy has shifted toward gig workers for efficiency, criminals are learning that there's less work and less risk involved by renting or selling their tools for a portion of the profits than performing the attacks themselves, Microsoft Security says in the blog post. This industrialization of the cybercrime economy has made it easier for attackers to use ready-made penetration testing and other tools to perform their attacks. Ransomware as a service has forced Microsoft to look at attacks differently. It's not one actor, but many, meaning that identifying the ransomware family itself doesn't give defenders the complete picture of threats on the network. Stealing data from a target, for example, may be carried out by one group for double extortion. Still another group is responsible for developing ransomware payloads, while another set of affiliates may deploy a given ransomware payload. In other words, knowing that you've fallen victim to one type of ransomware only tells half the picture, wasting defenders' time chasing down the wrong signals. Why do we care? Two stories of massive impact, an entire college goes under without their systems, and a country is under siege. Those felt like hacks worth noting. Even more enlightening is Microsoft's analysis. Less risk and less work by outsourcing. An obvious move that points to continued rough security waters. This is a tax on businesses and, frankly, an entirely unwelcome one. At least with taxes, you can argue you get services in return. Here, you simply have to pay the shakedown fees in mafia protection money. Be careful talking about security as an opportunity. It's a drag on industry, not an enabler. Linode, a top infrastructure as a service provider, has resources specifically for helping MSPs explore the alternative cloud. Discover this growing market, one of the best kept secrets in building a scalable, thriving, modern managed services provider business. Learn about the cloud provider landscape, improving KPIs, security, and more in Linode's free ebook, The MSP's Guide to Modern Cloud Infrastructure, available now. This resource and more at linode.com/MSP Radio. Thanks for listening and happy National Shrimp Day and National Clean Your Room Day. That seems like one we can all take care of, cleaning your room. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
I'm Cyndi Lauper. My psoriasis was all over, even on my scalp, which may mean four times the risk for psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx works on both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.